nephews and nieces who lived in Cleveland and elsewhere. But generally speaking, there was little that he could talk about in the way of direct family, because he really had no direct family. And he admitted that most of his contemporaries from the early part of the century had passed away. And yet his spirits were high, unusually high for a man of his age, who might be expected somewhat to be disillusioned, bitter, or lonely. He had lived alone for 50 years. This had not embittered him. This had not shaken his interest in life around him. And he admitted that he had become accustomed to his ways and would have found it very difficult to change. These, he said, were formed in his earliest days in the orphanage. And he said this made it perfectly natural for him to live without a direct family. Lewis Kaplan, age 90, in the year 1976. A memorable, a dignified, warm-hearted human being.